Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We've got a lot to get to for you on this Monday morning. Coming up a little later, we will talk to Alexandria Leung, president of the St. Louis University College Republicans, because the one and only Dylan Mulvaney of Bud Light fame is speaking on campus tonight. And a lot of people have been talking to Alexandra about what, if any, plans her group might have to say about that this evening. We'll get her in studio here at the bottom of the hour, so be sure and stay tuned for that. If you missed it this weekend, this is what happened, Carl Middleman, if my computer is back up here.
April 20th is considered the biggest day of the year for marijuana users. Hours ago, one of the area's largest cannabis celebrations took place along the Del Mar Loop.
So a lot of people celebrated over the weekend. And Kim and I have been having this conversation for a while now about driving while stoned and how you enforce that and all that. And in the background of all that, there's a product out there called Delta 8 that has some of the same THC content as marijuana, but it's not... apparently, it's not you don't have to register it. There's not a lot of regulations. There's a couple of bills that would change that. And we've got Police Chief Chris DiGiuseppe with us this morning from the Lake St. Louis Police Department to talk a little bit more about that. Chief, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's start with the Delta 8 stuff. What do you know about it? And is it just available just on convenience store shelves right now?
Yeah, it's apparently it's available at gas stations, convenience stores, and such. So there's, from my understanding, there's a federal farm bill that protects hemp, and hemp in and of itself is not intoxicating. It has a delta 8. It's a micro amount of delta 8 inside of it, and it's in products like CBD and such. But what we've had is proponents that have for this delta 8, they've extracted it. They concentrate it, and then they put it into these snacks like candy and chips and soft drinks and such. So because of the farm bill, the protections of hemp, which says you can't regulate anything that's derived from hemp, there's no regulation on this Delta 8. So it is an intoxicating substance, but they sell it pretty much anywhere.
I mean, anyone selling it, though, could just essentially say, if an officer walked up, be like, yep, this is Delta 8. And then what really could you do at that point?
Well, that's the problem. You really can't do anything at that point. You know, it will, if we field tested it, it'll field test positive. It does have Delta 8 is basically THC. There's nothing we can do. It's protected. So, and you don't know. You don't know. Is it Delta 8? Is it Delta 9?
Right.
In marijuana, so pretty much we can't do anything. In fact, we had I spoke last week to a mother of a teenager who said, hey, my teenage daughter went in and purchased some of this stuff, and she wanted sanctions against this place that was selling it. Went to her local police department, and they said, there's nothing we can do. She wrote the Health and Human Services, which oversees marijuana, and they said the same thing. If it's Delta 8, there's nothing we can do. There's no regulations on it.
Yeah, there's no age regulation, no nothing. So I mentioned this earlier. Right. I went to the city of Eureka. Chamber of Commerce had its world's biggest garage sale or yard sale out at the parking lot at Six Flags. And I'm out there, and Chief Wiegand points out to me that there's one of the vendors has set up with what looks like full gallon-sized bags filled with weed. And I'm over there looking at it. And it was actually this Delta 8, and there was nothing the police could do with the people selling this stuff.
Or at least they said it was Delta 8. That's my concern.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Our hands are pretty much tied on it. And we've been trying to get out in front of it and educate the public. There's a couple bills down in the legislature right now that are trying to regulate it. We would prefer it be completely banned, but you know, something's better than nothing. The other problem too is it's readily available and it's packaged to look like candy and cookies and snacks. And we're finding a lot of our younger people that are attaining this and taking it. We've even had some incidents where younger people, high schoolers, have been taking too much, been taken to the hospital, overdosed on it. So it's just a real problem. It's becoming a real problem, and we need to get in front of it.
Chief, I think your department may have been one of the first in this area to have this technology that's essentially like a breathalyzer. You pull somebody over and you think they're high, like 5 minutes, right? You're able to detect if they have, say, if they're under the influence of opioids or whatever the case may be, marijuana. How has that been going for you?
It's been going okay. These have been in place in other police departments and such. And one of the things that people need to keep in mind with that is it acts like a PBT. So it's not necessarily to the level of a breathalyzer where it's certified from the FDA and such, to where it will give you probable cause that you are intoxicated. But it's another piece of evidence and another indicator. And, you know, with driving while under the influence of marijuana, you know, or other drugs, you really need to get a DRE or drug recognition expert in there to try to make that case. With marijuana, it's difficult, or, you know, THC, it's difficult because you only have about a 90-minute time frame to try to draw blood in order to determine if that person's intoxicated or not. And I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe that it's the Delta 9 that stays in the system is what they look for. To determine if you're intoxicated.
Wow.
So, but that tool is good. It gives us another piece of evidence that we can use in court.
So you're no longer allowed to search just if you walk up to a window and you smell weed, right? That's not a reason anymore.
My understanding is when we had that constitutional amendment that the reasonable suspicion for like the odor of marijuana. It used to be a basis for reasonable suspicion and such, but I believe that was restricted.
Wow.
When that change came about.
So if you walk up to my car window and I reek of vodka, that is a reason for you to pull me out and give me a field sobriety test, but, you know,
yeah.
Smoke wafting through the car is not.
To my understanding, yeah. You've got to watch utilizing that odor. You know, that odor of marijuana.
That's amazing.
I mean,
reasonable suspicion.
Would you have to see them, like, swerving, and then if you rolled down the window, you could say, like, suspicion of driving under the influence, then you rolled it down and you smelled it. That would then be a reasonable reason to search them, right? Or do a test,
yeah.
A field sobriety test. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you do the field sobriety test and such. You know, when you know, your basis, you have to have probable cause for your stop anyway, so
right.
You're going to need some type of traffic violation.
Yeah.
And, then you can, you know, subsequently investigate after that.
Well, Chief, we appreciate your time this morning. I hope they get some action down there on this Delta 8. Thank you.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you having us.
You bet. Take care of yourself. Chris DiGiuseppe there, Chief out in Lake St. Louis PD.
Don't drive high, kids.
This is what happens when you pass multiple page things that become part of the Missouri Constitution. Just because everybody wanted to get rich or stoned and not read what's in it, because they basically took all the teeth out of law enforcement. So when you see people driving down the road and a ball of smoke rolling out the window and you know they're high as hell, they're being treated differently than somebody who would be drinking and driving because of it's in the Constitution now. It's crazy what they've gotten away with here. It really is. All right, coming up, we'll get to Real or Fake in just a minute. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to the president of the St. Louis University College Republicans at 7:35 about the Dylan Mulvaney visit tonight. We'll be back.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz. It's the Real or Fake News Quiz. It's a game where I give the three people in the studio headlines, and they have to tell me if they are real or fake. Last week in a nail biter, Kim St. Ange beat Ethan 5-4.
Because I let her.
And because they were teaming up against Mark Cox, who only had three.
Yes, indeed.
Year to date.
Let's go.
Kim St. Ange has 7. Mark has 4. Kim, all right. Since you are victor. Oh, yeah. And Ethan, you have none.
Woohoo!
You are a victor. Returning champion. You get to go first.
Okay.
Real or fake? In 2023 alone, 10 NFL players were suspended for sports betting. Double all the years previous. Is that real or fake?
We'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I would also say real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go with fake.
It's real. From 1963 to 2022, 5 players were suspended for gambling. In the last year, 10, 7 of them indefinitely.
I'm surprised it hasn't made bigger headlines. That's true.
It's the NFL. NBA, we were talking about NBA, yes. But the NFL.
I thought it would be more. I'm not going to lie.
Well, speaking of gambling, real or fake? Ethan Bright. According to casinos.us, California, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, and Missouri all share the same item at the top of their bucket list. Is that real or fake? I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I don't understand the question, but I will say fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going with fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll shake it up and say real.
It is real. They all think that they want to see the Northern Lights at the top of their bucket list.
Really?
Yes. The number one for the entire United States is to retire early.
How
Northern
early?
Lights?
People want to see the Northern Lights.
I mean, I would like to, but
look it up
I don't
on your
think
computer. A lot cheaper, easier. They're lights. But go ahead.
Mark Cox, real or fake? Axe Body Spray has a new customer, Grouchy Sheep. Real or fake?
What?
Axe Body Spray has an unlikely new customer, Grouchy Sheep.
Who's Grouchy Sheep? What's Grouchy Sheep?
Sheep that are grouchy.
Oh.
Angry sheep.
Carl, that's fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I got to try to catch up. I'll say real.
It's fake.
Ah, thank you.
Mark has one for me.
Look at that.
Congratulations, Mark. Kim St. Ange.
Better grouchy.
Grouchy.
Kim St. Ange.
Yes.
According to Google Trends, Missouri is the second in the nation for searching Taylor Swift's new album. Real or fake? In the last week, I'll give you that.
I don't know. Blah. Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake as well.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake.
It's real. Behind Utah.
Okay.
Google Trends. Behind Utah.
We have fewer people.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, there have to be more people in New York and California doing that than Missouri.
Or maybe, even Chicago.
Maybe they're like you, Mark, and they don't care.
Well, that's possible.
Whose turn is
that's
it?
That's possible.
Oh, it's Ethan's turn.
Oh.
Real or fake? Ethan, blowing off steam is a good way to calm down. Scientists have now proven. Doing cardio.
I'll say true.
Mark Cox.
I'll say true. That makes sense.
Real.
Say nudge. It's fake. Blowing off steam is not a good way to calm down. They say do calming techniques rather than work yourself up.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well,
yeah, I'm not a hippie.
Yeah.
It's a review of 154 studies.
They also say hug a tree and that makes you feel better.
It might.
It's Earth Day.
Pick
that
up
is,
some trash.
That is true. It is Earth Day.
Well, I'll be hugging trees later today.
All got that one wrong. All right. Let's do this one. Real or fake, Mark Cox, Terry the dog, who played Toto in The Wizard of Oz, made more money per week than the Munchkins. Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
Ethan Bright.
I think that's absolutely real.
It is absolutely real. The dog made $125 a week. The Munchkins made 50 or 75 if they had a speaking part. And with that... winning. She won again.
Uh-huh. Just got lucky.
5-2-1.
Those were some tricky questions today.
trying to do better, making them not as... I still was topical.
Good questions, Carl.
There's got to be some kind of tell or something we're missing, Mark.
Yeah, I think you're right.
When I filled in for Ryan Wiggins, when I did X's and O's, I told the Annie Fry team that Ryan has a tell in his questions.
I know. He didn't like that very much.
He's changed it up, though, so that's good for him.
We just got to find out yours.
Yep.
I don't think I have one, unless the people that are listening know.
It's possible.
And it's possible. I'm thinking of adding stakes to the real or fake news quiz, as in, like, if you win, you'll get a steak.
Yeah. I would take a
perfect
steak.
For real.
Yeah, I like that.
Medium,
you buying?
Medium rare is how I take my steak. Garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh,
you added an A. This is S. No, yeah. You added an
All right.
E.
All right. That's it.
Spelling is hard.
Coming
it's a spelling
up,
quiz.
Coming up, we'll talk to the president of the St. Louis University College Republicans in studio on the Dylan Mulvaney visit today. We'll be back in just a minute.
To de-escalate the tension and give us all the chance to consider the next steps, I am announcing that all classes will be held virtually on Monday. The university's president also said that she wants to sit down, talk, even argue, and find ways to compromise on solutions.
Yeah, that's a news report talking about Columbia University, where they've had all kinds of protests. In this case, dealing with the Israel-Hamas situation and what's going on in Gaza. And they're doing all their classes remote today because some of the problems involved up there. We don't have those kind of problems here in St. Louis right now, but there may be some protests tonight, we've just discovered, over at St. Louis University, where... Dylan Mulvaney, he of Bud Light fame, I think that's when most people became aware of him, is going to be speaking tonight on the campus of St. Louis University. We have Alexander Lang is with us this morning, president of the St. Louis University College Republicans. And Alexander, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here this morning. So everybody's been coming to you for reaction to this, which I find pretty interesting because my observation has been, If this was Riley Gaines or Matt Walsh speaking at the campus tonight, there would be protests probably by students demanding that they not be allowed to speak. That has not been your reaction at all, right?
Yeah, no, we strongly believe in freedom of speech, but we are upset that it is happening.
Yeah.
Are people surprised by you deciding not to protest?
Yeah, a lot of people, I've gotten questions from everybody, including the St. Louis Post-Dispatch also contacted me and was like, oh, are you guys planning on protesting? And we're like, no, we don't do that.
You support free speech, freedom of speech, which we all obviously support. But I mean, what do you make of the school of SLU, for example, in this case, having a very well-known trans activist come speak to the students?
It's disappointing because SLU is obviously a Catholic institution where the whole mission is for God. So it's kind of embarrassing that they are allowing bringing in Dylan Mulvaney, and I think they're paying $40,000 for him
really?
To come.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know what tuition is over there these days. My daughter went to SLU Law School a few years ago, but I mean, it's... certainly not inexpensive, but please tell me this is a grant of some sort. They're not using tuition dollars for this. We don't know.
I have no clue.
Wow.
No clue.
So what's the university's reaction been to it so far?
Like the students?
Well, no. Has the administration said anything about this?
Not that I've heard of.
Crickets.
Yes.
I would imagine security has to be upped, even though you guys aren't planning anything on behalf of the College Republicans. Surely there will be some people protesting where they'd have to have increased security there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's on-campus security, but the faculty has said nothing about it. It's mainly just students spreading the word.
Yeah. So how long have you been on campus?
This is my second year.
Have you seen anything like this? I mean, has there been anything really controversial since you've been there like this?
Yes. Yeah, so for a long time now, like every Wednesday night with the Israel-Palestine conflict, there's a pro-Palestine rally that goes through the campus. So that's the biggest thing. And we hosted, the College Republicans hosted a speaker to speak about the Israel-Palestine conflict. And we had a really bad protest at our event.
Of course you did.
Did
I hear that you guys were then trying to get a speaker who would support conservative values to come speak tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And SLU said, we don't have the security staff to do that.
Yep. We were thinking about bringing one of the girls who swam with Leah Thomas to come talk about just the other side of things. And the school was like, oh, we can't accommodate you. It's too soon of a request, even though it was about 2 weeks ago, which I think is enough time to bring in someone. But
you would think so.
Yeah.
So they didn't like say the room's not available. They just said it's just too short a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clear what they were trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Alexandra Lang with us from the St. Louis University College Republicans. You know, Alexandra, have you read about the changes they've made to Title IX?
Mm-hmm.
And girls' sports and all this. So the Biden administration has changed after a period of public comment period. They've changed Title IX to now protect transgender athletes participating in girls' sports, which is interesting because Title IX, when it was put into place back, I believe, in the 70s, was designed to protect women's sports and ensure that they had the same opportunities as men. And now men are going to be allowed to participate in many cases with women's sports. Any reaction to that?
It's terrible. It's so mostly even though Dylan Mulvaney isn't an athlete, it's just so disrespectful to women all around with all these men trying to show us how to do the things that we do. It's just really disappointing. I'm so disrespected that my Catholic university would allow a trans activist to come onto our campus.
And pay, you think, $40,000?
$40,000, and they give us $0 for the College Republicans to bring in speakers. We find outside funding to bring in our own speakers.
Do any of the other groups get that kind of support that you're aware of?
No.
Interesting.
Is there Democrat group on campus?
There's not, surprisingly.
But they don't need the College Democrats because the whole staff, it sounds like, is part of that.
Yes.
The unspoken, unofficial group.
There could be a socialist group, though, on campus, which stands in for them on occasion. I don't know. That's amazing. So Alexandra, I'm always fascinated when I talk to young people who've taken an active role, particularly in conservative politics on a university campus, which is not favored in the view of a lot of young people your age. Tell us what brought you to this point in your life. What's your background? How did you end up where you are?
Yeah, I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I lived there my whole life up until college with my mom, who is a single mother, and she kind of taught me that I have to work for what I want and that things aren't handed down to me. And then from there, I kind of got all my conservative values from her. And then I came to St. Louis University, and I wasn't planning on being involved or anything because I didn't think I would have to at a Catholic university. But then my eyes were opened when I saw all these things that this college would let happen. And I was like, I'm not going to sit back and let this happen when I am paying money to go to this college, which I thought was going to follow the Catholic tradition, or at least some of the values. And then I was like, I have to get involved, and here I am.
I imagine you get a lot of pushback.
Yes. Yeah.
That's got to be hard.
Yeah. There's a lot of like social media things. Like, it feels like I have a target on my back a lot, but I mean, I have a good support system of friends, and I know I'm fighting for the truth.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Even though your group is not planning on any activities tonight, you did hear that there are some adults who are, maybe?
Yeah, there's an adult group. I think their mission is they go around like the states and they protest like these events on campuses. So they're protesting, obviously, Dylan Mulvaney coming, but there's no affiliation to us or the school or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Alexander, thank you so much for giving us some time this morning.
And
thank
for
you.
Fighting the good fight. Like that is, sure. like we just said, that is so respectable to stand up, especially on a college campus where there's just left and right woke people. So it's just, I really respect the fact that you're doing that.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Gives us hope for the next generation, I have to say. We appreciate you. Alexander Lang, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Yeah, we'll be covering that if anything happens tomorrow morning to the prime. I'm sure all the news stations will probably be out there tonight as well. Coming up in the next hour, we got Tom Ackerman. The St. Louis Cardinals are on the same trajectory they were at this point last year. And I wonder what Tom has to think about that. Even Sonny Gray couldn't save them from themselves over the weekend. We'll get a full update at about 8:35. We'll be right back.
I don't have any anger toward the president. I feel sorry for him, right? I'm not angry at him. He's just stupid. I mean, he is. He doesn't. If you think about it, Catholic up there, I'm getting on my soapbox here, and he professes what he does. To me, I don't know. That's ignorance. Not in the sense of, it's an ignorance in the sense of not knowing, right? So it's not stupidity in a derogatory way. It's stupidity in the sense of he doesn't know, and so he does things. He doesn't understand the Catholic faith.
Wow, that is a Catholic bishop who somebody recorded his statements of, I guess it was like back on April 5th, and it's just now really getting any real traction, but he just told the God's honest truth about Joe Biden. And the things that he publicly stands for when he professes to be a Catholic. I thought it was interesting because, you know, Alexandra is in here, a very impressive young lady who's a student at SLU, standing up for what she believes in over there. She came to a Catholic university. She expected more out of them than to pay $40,000 for a man who believes he's a woman to come there and speak tonight on his influence and his rights.
I mean, that's almost worth protesting, the fact that they're supposedly paying $40,000. I don't know what SLU tuition is, but that is...
Well, the more sickening part for me is that Dylan Mulvaney can demand that kind of a rate for $40,000.
Do you think that's all going to him, I wonder?
Who's clearly not all there, speak tonight at the university?
And if you look at the event page, what it says he's talking about is his path to being an actor and a trans activist and a content creator. Wow, that's what the students need. Yeah, to talk to somebody who's become a content creator.
Well, you know, this Michigan bishop, Robert Gruss, is not the first one he's not the first Catholic bishop. There was one up in Springfield years ago when John Kerry was running for president, I believe, who said he wouldn't give him communion because of their position. He and Pelosi both, because of their position on abortion, just alone.
I have to say I agree with that. That's between you and God, where your heart is. But I do feel like the difference with being Catholic, the Eucharist, is they believe it is truly transformed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ, right? Versus me being Christian, I believe it's representative of that, right? But as far as being Catholic, that is different, and that is a very high standard. And if you are outwardly, opposing the pro-life stance and all the other things that go against the Catholic belief system, yeah, I don't know that you really should be taking that.
Well, I mean, a surprising number of people who are Catholic continue to vote for Democrats, and their policies are directly against the teachings that you go to church and go to Mass for. I mean, just my opinion. I'm not Catholic. Yeah. I'm not Catholic.
And I don't agree with all the Republican
Christianity
candidates.
It didn't even have to be Catholicism.
Right.
It's just Christianity. It's just against it.
And it's not to say that all the Republican candidates are great, too.
No.
They go against some of the Christian beliefs. But I don't understand how you can call yourself a Christian and vote for somebody like Joe Biden. I can't understand that.
Well, you'll find out again in November when a surprising number of people go out and vote for him again, including members of the Jewish faith. Why you would support this man and this administration after what he's done to Israel
I have no idea. I just will continue to be one of the mysteries of our time. Coming up, we'll talk to Jesse Jane Duff. President Trump's sham trial in New York gets underway this morning. We'll get her thoughts on that at 8:20.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.